An open letter from the supervillain, the Red Skull. And what if I went away, gave up my vintage SS wardrobe? What if I disassembled the repulsor rays, the secret submarines I keep beneath Arctic waters for rainy days and spontaneous governmental coups? What if I set free my standing army? Then what? Peace? Do planes suddenly avoid tragedy upon my retirement? Do guns transmute to flora, knives to knitting tools? Can Steve Rogers or Stephen Hawking honestly make such an argument? No, of course not. But still, even I fall victim to the occasional belief that I am the fountainhead of evil, the one and only god of war. So I take some time off, curl up with a few good books in some quiet corner of some distant castle, windows shut, doors locked, no incoming calls, no internet, no USA Today, hardly even sunlight. And I call myself a pious monk of peace, and I call the world a cogent mathematical formula, a logic circuit that, without me as a conditional, will eventually follow its own path to truth, to utopia. Like any unwanted child, I know what you see when you look at me. Still, imagine my surprise when, starving, half mad from loneliness, I emerge from my sabbatical fully confident that without me, without this face, this visage that reflects what humanity is most afraid of, bloody death, the world would have become a bed of roses. Yet I find the earth still swelling with graves, the sky thick with ash and gun smoke, every bony face of man trying to hide the blood beneath mere millimeters of flesh.